How much further will Papa take us before we settle down?
The Barfield family had left Arkansas by wagon 2 months ago and slowly picked their way across the eastern part of Texas, looking for land Papa would consider to be just right.
We'll probably still be traveling by the time I turn 9.
They had passed through Fort Worth, then moved on westward. Now they had camped on a pleasant, clear-running creek miles beyond Weatherford. Jeffrey watched Papa walk in a slow circle, kicking up soil with his boot, then reaching down with calloused farmer hands to scoop up a bit of it. He sniffed at it and let it slowly spill out between his fingers.
Reckon this is it, Mama? Reckon he'll decide this is the place?
I don't know, son. I've wished so many times. You better go fetch me a little more dry wood.
Yes, ma'am.
Todd, his younger brother, was romping with their dog, Brownie.
Hush up, Todd. You'll run off any game that's within hearing of you.
We're just playing. Fetch, Brownie!
He gathered a few small branches from dead brush and carried them back to the fire. Papa had strayed 300 yards from the wagon.
Better go fetch him, son. Dinner will be ready when you all get back.
Yes, ma'am. Papa loses all track of time.
He met Todd walking in from his game.
Where's Brownie?
He got tired of chasing a stick. He took off after a rabbit.
You better get back to the wagon and wash your face and hands. It'll soon be time to eat.
Woohoo!
Pa, Mama says it's time for dinner.
All right, I'm done here. Soon as we finish eating dinner, we'll break camp and move on.
This isn't the place?
Maybe a little further down.
Ain't we gotten out pretty far past everybody else?
That's the way I like it. We'll get first pick. We'll be moving on.
Brownie ain't come back. We can't just leave him.
If he don't find his way to us, we'll have to go without him. You're too big to start crying.
I don't ever cry.
I'll go hunt for him. He may not have sense enough to follow us.
Don't waste much time. We'll be starting pretty soon.
The noonday sun bore heavily on Jeffrey's thin shoulders and sent sweat trickling down his freckled face.
Where are you, you damn dog? You can stay out here and starve to death for all I care.
He saw a moving cloud of dust and heard the drumming of hooves. As wind shifted the dust, he counted a dozen or more riders. They were Indians, and they were riding headlong toward the wagon camp. Papa was serving notice that he intended to defend himself and his family. Several Indians left the horse herd and circled the wagon. That would be Mama pitching in. Jeffrey was close enough now to see Papa go down and to hear Mama scream before a warrior crushed her head with a club.
If I can see them, they can see me. It's too late now. If I try to help, they'll kill me too.
He heard Todd cry out as an Indian lifted him onto his horse. Jeffrey then lost sight of his brother and the Indian in the stern of dust as warriors circled the wagon and looted it of blankets and foodstuffs. They gathered up the mule team Papa had staked on grass near camp and tried to set fire to the wagon. They succeeded only in burning much of the canvas cover before wind snuffed out the blaze.
Mama and Papa must have survived. They had to. They must have survived. They must have.
Mama lay twisted on the ground, eyes open but not seeing. Her head was bloody, her scalp torn away. Wind tugged at her long skirt. Papa lay across a hot cast iron Dutch oven that sat atop live coals. His clothing smoldered and Jeffrey smelled burning flesh. Papa, too, had been scalped. Jeffrey dragged his father away from the heat and used his bare hands to beat out the slow flames that had burned holes in his shirt and trousers.
Mama and Papa are dead. Todd's gone. Probably dead, too.
Flies had already found his parents' wounds. Mama had been wearing an apron. Jeffrey spread it to cover her head. He found Papa's fallen hat and laid it across his father's still face.
Where's Brownie? Stupid dog barking at the horses. Probably gave away where our wagon camp was. Brownie? Brownie!
He found the dog 100 yards away, dead, with 2 large wounds in its side.
Damn you, Brownie. You had it coming to you. But if I hadn't gone looking for you, shoot, I'd probably be dead too. I guess in a way you saved my life. I hope you caught your rabbit.
Jeffrey could not bear to see Mom and Papa lying there on the ground. He found the shovel and chose a piece of ground above the creek's high water mark.